Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dark Seduction and Persuasion Tactics by Emery Green is positioned as a playbook-style guide in the dark psychology and influence genre. It centers on covert persuasion, social manipulation, and attraction building, presenting these skills as learnable tactics that can be applied in dating and broader social situations. Based on available descriptions, the book emphasizes using charisma, perceived intelligence, and strategic communication to shape how others feel and decide, often through indirect or hidden methods. Key areas include understanding common human drives, using body language and presentation to increase perceived attractiveness, and applying influence strategies to gain attention, trust, and compliance. It also frames seduction as a system of roles and behaviors, encouraging readers to adapt their identity and social signaling to fit different contexts. Alongside short-term attraction, it references maintaining longer-term relationships and includes material aimed at improving outcomes in online dating. Overall, it reads as an action-oriented manual for readers interested in persuasive social dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, covert persuasion as a structured playbook. A defining feature of the book is its playbook approach to persuasion and seduction. Rather than treating influence as a vague personality trait, it frames it as a sequence of moves that can be practiced reading the situation, setting a goal, calibrating your communication, and steering emotions and choices without appearing forceful. The focus on covert methods implies attention to subtlety, such as implying value instead of claiming it, guiding a conversation rather than arguing, and designing interactions so the other person experiences the outcome as their own decision. In this style of guide, tactics typically rely on social perception, what you signal, what you withhold, and when you escalate or retreat. The book also links persuasion to perceived intelligence and confidence, suggesting that competence cues can make influence easier by reducing resistance. For readers, the practical takeaway is a lens for analyzing interactions in terms of leverage points, attention, emotion, social proof, and timing. Whether used in dating or everyday social environments, the underlying theme is intentionality, treating charisma and influence as repeatable behaviors rather than luck. Secondly, using human drives and attraction triggers, the book description highlights biological and psychological drives as a foundation for attraction and influence. In this framing, persuasion is more effective when it aligns with underlying motivations like status seeking, security, novelty, belonging, and validation. The guide presents seduction as less about scripted lines and more about identifying what the other person responds to emotionally, then shaping an experience that amplifies that response. In dating-oriented sections, this is connected to building interest and craving, which generally implies managing anticipation, scarcity, and emotional momentum. Rather than only presenting yourself, the tactic is to create a dynamic in which the other person feels pulled into an unfolding story. This approach also tends to emphasize differentiation, signaling that you are not interchangeable through lifestyle cues, confidence, or selective attention. Because the book brands itself around mind games, it likely frames these attraction triggers as mechanisms that can be activated deliberately. For readers analyzing the content critically, the key idea is that attraction is treated as a psychological process with predictable inputs, and that influence efforts are designed around emotional impact as much as logical argument. Thirdly, body language and nonverbal dominance cues. Another central topic is body language as a persuasion tool. The book description suggests that nonverbal behavior is presented as a way to increase attractiveness and perceived authority, which are both major drivers of social influence. In practical terms, this usually includes posture, eye contact, facial expressiveness, pacing, vocal tone, and spatial behavior, all of which shape how confident or desirable someone appears. The emphasis on becoming irresistible implies a focus on communicating comfort and control at the same time relaxed composure, deliberate movements, and congruence between words and gestures. In a dark psychology-oriented guide, nonverbal tactics are also often linked to calibration, meaning watching how the other person reacts and adjusting intensity to avoid triggering defensiveness. Readers are encouraged to treat body language as a lever that can change the emotional temperature of an interaction, warm and inviting to build connection, or more reserved and selective to create challenge and intrigue. The practical benefit is that nonverbal adjustments can be implemented immediately, and they often produce outsized results because people respond to signals before they process explanations. Fourthly, building an irresistible persona through status and lifestyle signals. The book also described strategies to maximize looks, money, social status, and lifestyle, indicating a strong focus on signaling. In social influence terms, these are credibility and desirability markers that reduce uncertainty and increase perceived value. The premise is that persuasion becomes easier when your overall presentation suggests that being associated with you is beneficial, This is not limited to physical appearance. It includes grooming, style, and fitness, but also social proof, ambition, and the way you talk about your life. A playbook that stresses charm and deception may treat these signals as controllable inputs, encouraging readers to curate what others can observe where you spend time, who you are seen with, and what your routines imply about discipline or success. In dating contexts, lifestyle signaling is positioned as a shortcut to attraction because it communicates options and confidence without explicit claims. For readers, the analytical takeaway is that influence is partly environmental and reputational, not only conversational. The book's orientation implies that persuasion is strengthened when your identity appears coherent and high value, making others more receptive to your requests and more invested in gaining your approval. Lastly, identity shifting, manipulation tactics, and relationship maintenance. The description references types of seducers, identity shifting, and power strategies to gain respect and trust. This suggests the book frames seduction as role-based, adopting different interaction styles depending on the target, context, and goal. Identity shifting, in this sense, typically means adjusting tone, emotional intensity, and self-presentation to match what the situation rewards, while maintaining a consistent core narrative. Alongside that, the book promises persuasion and manipulation hacks, implying techniques designed to move people toward desired outcomes, potentially by controlling frames, creating emotional dependency, or steering decisions through subtle pressure. Because it also mentions maintaining long-term relationships, it is not presented only as a short-term conquest manual. The relationship component likely focuses on sustaining attraction, managing conflict, and keeping interest alive, which fits the broader emphasis on psychology and emotional influence. Finally, the inclusion of online dating guidance points to modern application profile signaling, message strategy, and filtering for high-probability interactions. The unifying theme is control of perception over time, from first impression through continued engagement, using role flexibility and influence tactics to shape how the other person experiences the relationship. In conclusion, Dark Seduction and Persuasion Tactics is best suited for readers who actively seek a tactical, step-by-step framework for attraction and influence, especially those interested in how charisma, status cues, and social psychology affect dating outcomes. It will likely appeal to people who prefer actionable guidance on communication, nonverbal signaling, and self-presentation rather than abstract theory. Intellectually, its value lies in encouraging readers to view interactions through the lens of incentives and perception, what triggers attention, what builds trust, and what creates momentum. Practically, the emphasis on body language, persona building, and online dating strategy can translate into immediate experiments in everyday social life, from improving first impressions to communicating with more confidence. At the same time, the book's positioning in dark psychology and mind games territory makes it stand out from more conventional relationship advice by focusing on covert influence and strategic behavior. Compared with softer self-help titles that center vulnerability and mutual growth, this book appears oriented toward competitive advantage gaining leverage, increasing desirability, and directing outcomes. Readers who prioritize ethical transparency may find the premise challenging, but those studying persuasion dynamics will recognize a clear focus on tactics, signaling, and behavioral control in modern social environments. If you would like to support Emery Green, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.